from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a Camden County resident has tested positive for botulism, a rare illness that attacks the body's nerves, according to the county health department. Health officials say the illness is not contagious and is spread through food or wounds. Symptoms include difficulty swallowing, muscle weakness, double vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, and breathing issues. A New Jersey driver charged in the deaths of a pro hockey star and his brother will remain in jail after his detention hearing was postponed.
Columbus Blue Jackets NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother Matthew were in Salem County riding bikes on the shoulder of a road nearly 1 week ago when they were struck and killed by a Jeep. Driver Sean Higgins is charged with DWI and two counts of vehicular homicide. Gloucester Catholic High School is hosting a quiet night of remembrance Friday evening for the alumni brothers. A joint funeral is set for Monday. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The largest cannabis industry gathering in New Jersey begins today in Atlantic City with a second session on Saturday. Mark Shepard with New England Cannabis Conventions says the Garden State is still just experiencing the tip of the marijuana iceberg.
Maybe 10, maybe 20% of the dispensaries that'll eventually be open in the state are open right now.
The two-day event features more than 80 speakers. Sailfest is returning to the Jersey Shore. It features several events, rides, and vendors, and will be held tomorrow in the Island Heights area of Toms River. Proceeds will benefit local community programs, and this is the 33rd year of the celebration. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. The FDA is launching an independent review of toxic metals found in tampons. A study published last month showed the presence of lead in over a dozen other harmful metals in commonly used brands, 14 of them to be exact. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 410 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Any rain this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Earlier this week, we were ringing some alarm bells for tomorrow with the threat of multiple inches of rain and possible flooding, but that forecast has changed a lot. It's still going to rain tomorrow, but it will not be an all-day super soaker. Tonight looks fine. No weather issues for you. Partly cloudy skies, seasonable low temperatures dipping into the lower 60s. Tomorrow to start, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid. Highs back in the 70s. There is a chance of a shower in the morning. Better chance for a line of rain and maybe a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. On Sunday, turning sunny and cooler and drier, highs only around 70. Another fantastic dry week coming up next week. Mostly sunny Monday and upper 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson 77, Hamilton 76, Cape May Courthouse 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. This fall, make your home the sanctuary your family deserves. At Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements, they believe in surrounding your family by the best. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Visit buycarls.com today. That's BYCARLS.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.